You talked about a prior podcast from Celeste Lee, who talked about patient advocacy. And really, patients who have been successful managing their diseases and take care of themselves really have learned a number of very important lessons. What are some of these factors that result in success? What do, with all the patients you've taken care of, what have you learned from them that teach you how to help other patients improve their outcomes?
I want to come back to the idea of not walking the road alone, bringing a confidant with you to clinic, keeping track of your care, of the plan, of the management. Quite honestly, things as simple as the schedule of treatments and medication is very helpful.
Write it down.
Write it down. And, you know, as much as we love to hate or hate to love our new electronic medical record system, the big advantage that I see in that is that the communication with the patient is improved, and we now have easy way of writing instructions and sharing it with patients and family. But the more the patient does that, or the patient and their support group at home does that, the better. Celeste talks about being in the driver's seat. I think the patient must be in the driver's seat, but may not be able to drive themselves. So accepting help is very important. Again, this is not a time to be shy. Seek help and accept it. I think that I honestly, truly believe that being engaged in patient advocacy group is incredibly helpful, not only for the individual patient themselves, but also for their families to understand what's going on, but also, quite honestly, to the medical community in helping all of us get a better handle on what causes the disease and how best to treat it. I think that considering participating in clinical studies or clinical trial is a good idea. I don't want to sound self-serving about this, but clinical studies are very well thought of, vetted at a physician level, at an institutional level by the ethics committee, and also at the FDA level, who reviews everything we do. And what clinical trials do is give the physician a path forward when the treatment is not obvious. It gives the patient a path forward. And it gives also the patients access to a group of coordinators, nurses, pharmacists that are overlooking and following that treatment very, very carefully in ways that is an incredible support system. So if you as a patient feel that this is something you're comfortable with, ask about it and try to participate in these things. And again, the patient advocacy groups are a great resource to learn about what's being done, where the expertise is, and what are the new treatments that are being evaluated. Sometimes the treatments are not new. Sometimes these are old medications, but we're learning how to use them better, more judiciously, how to minimize the side effect profile. And all this source of information is incredibly helpful in moving the field forward for better treatments.
If you could sum up what you've just said, when a patient has an autoimmune disease, the whole family and the whole support system then participates in the care of the autoimmune process.